Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So this email came in a little bit ago, and it was in regards to something that we did really early this morning called the Ho-Off, where we had a bunch of kids call in and give us their best Santa Claus impression. And before we let them do it, I asked them, you know, what are you asking for Christmas? And then they told us. Well, that spurred an email from Sammy, who wrote in and said, "Hey, guys, I just heard your Santa contest. It got me thinking about the toys I never got for Christmas. For me, it was a Furby. My parents refused to buy one because they said they were creepy and annoying."
Not wrong.
"And it would probably start talking in the middle of the night and summon something from the underworld," said my dad. That's pretty spot on.
Again, not wrong.
Not wrong. She says, "Cut to me now, an adult with adult money and zero adult supervision. I'm actually thinking about going online and buying one just to heal my inner child."
Aww. Aww.
Cute.
So she goes, "I'm curious, what toy did you guys never get growing up? Was it a total heartbreak? Was it a Barbie Dreamhouse, a Nintendo? One of those motorized Jeeps that only the rich kids had, Josh?
Uh-huh.
Help me feel better. Tell me I wasn't the only one that was a deprived child. You guys are the best clowns on the radio." And that's from Sammy. So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you guys want to sound off about this, the toys, the gifts that you never got when you were a kiddo and you really, really wanted them, but mom, dad, Santa, they never got them for you. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open if you guys want to sound off on this. Josh, you start. What did you never get?
I mean, it was the typical, I wanted the really, really expensive Star Wars Legos. And my parents were like, "We have five kids. If you get that, we have to get that for everybody." And it was shelling out multiple hundreds of dollars for that. And they were like, "We just don't want to do that." And I was, it started in like early 2019. I was like, I got a little bit of adult money now. And I went out and I was like, I bought one little thing from a Star Wars Legos and it like became an addiction. I was like, I want this. It was awesome. It was so fun. And I just remember going back, there was a Christmas or a set during Christmas that I was like, can anybody get this for me? And it was this Star Wars Millennium Falcon. And that was the first one I bought because it goes all the way back to being a kid. It was the first one I bought when I was an adult. And it brought me so much joy that it started an addiction.
Finally got it.
I remember like vividly building it. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Like,
and it was
screw
so
you, mom and dad. I finally got
it. Well, and in their defense, that one was like, it was like $900.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
In their defense, yes.
No wonder you didn't get it.
I know.
Legos.
Santa was like, I don't think so,
right.
Young man.
Sorry, rich homie Josh. Not this year.
Not this Christmas. Phone lines are ringing. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What was the gift that you didn't get growing up as a kiddo? Katie, what's yours?
Mine has to do with food, obviously. And I don't know if this like spurred my obsession with food, but I will never forget the Easy Bake ovens back in the day. And I wanted one so bad. And like, I asked my parents multiple times for Easy Bake ovens and they always like laughed at it. Like, that's the stupidest toy. Why would I get you a small oven when we have one in the house? So what they did instead was I got for Christmas a cookbook, a cooking hat, and an apron. I'm not kidding. And my mom was like, I'm going to let you help me bake all the Christmas stuff this year. And this will be your Christmas present. I will teach you how to bake if you want. I was so mad about it. I was like, I want the little baby cake pans, right? Like, it has to be baby cakes.
I want to cook with a light bulb.
I will never forget that Christmas, how my mom tried to make such a big deal about all the stuff she baked and how I helped. You know, Katie did this with her Christmas present. We used it, and I was so mad at everyone who came up to me and said, this is really good fudge. I'm like, you can take that fudge and
shove it in your fudge hole.
I was so mad. I have not went out and bought the Easy Bake Oven. I might have to, though, now that we're doing this. Like, maybe that's going to cure part of my childhood.
You could. You totally could. Again, you're a grown up now. Like, you can do whatever you want.
Little baby Katie is going to make her feel way better.
I remember when they rebranded the Easy Bake Oven for boys, and it was like this, it was like a bug kit or something where it was the Easy Bake Oven, but they changed it to like blue and green. And they came with these little trays that you could make these rubber bugs with. You put the liquid in, the molds and everything, and you slid it in. And then you'd pull it out, and you'd have these like rubber spiders and stuff. And they rebranded it for
boys.
Could
you eat them?
No, you couldn't eat them, but I was never allowed to have that either. Because I think it was some sort of fire hazard.
Yeah.
Growing up with the dad that was the fire chief, it was like, we weren't allowed to have any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Phone lines are ringing, 303-691 1649, what did you not get as a gift growing up and you really, really wanted it? Here's Holly, perfect name for this. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hello. So what was the gift? What was the toy?
It was actually a Furby as well. And so for my children, I decided to buy them a Furby. And I have to say, their dad was right. Those things are from the devil. My kids ended up putting them in their closet, like, with, like, pillowcases over their heads to try to keep them from talking because they would just talk randomly at the night. Both my kids ended up being horribly terrified of them.
That's yeah, funny. My sister had one growing up, and you'd hear it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they just have a mind of their own. I think my parents were right not getting me that.
Yeah, you got to take a bat to them. You got to beat them down, Holly. You got to smash them up.
That was before AI when we were a little more on guard, too. Like, now it's like, let another robot into our household. Why not?
All right, Holly, thank you for the call. Have a good weekend. Really quick, a couple more coming in on the text line. No Name says, I never got to skip it. My mom says I'd break an ankle. Well, joke's on her. I broke it anyway, falling off the curb. Oh. Knickknack to this day still has a scar from her skip it on one of her shins because she was zipping around so much and wham, it smashed her shin and like sliced it open.
It's like a razor scooter to the shin.
Yes.
That's what it's like. There you
I
go
was queen
fast.
Skip it. I love that thing.
Those were fun.
Skip it.
It's like 800 skip it.
Yeah.
Aaron says, I begged every birthday and Christmas for a Teddy Ruxpin. Here's another one that says my parents claimed that he was creepy.
See, I love Teddy Ruxpin.
Goes on to say, they let me have a clown lamp and...
What?
Oh, but that talking bear was the problem?
I know! Here, have nightmares for the rest of your childhood, but no talking bear for you.
So many people texting in. Call us, guys. I want to talk to some people. It's Friday, 303-691-1649. Here's Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Hey, so what toy did you not get growing up?
So every Christmas, religiously, I always ask for a radio-controlled car, a remote-controlled car.
Yeah.
And my mom said Santa didn't bring those to little girls because it wasn't feminine.
Oh,
what the
no! Have you bought yourself That's one since then,
dumb.
Though? You have to have.
I have two daughters, and I know that I did buy one for, it was like a toddler one, it just had one button. And they also had, I also bought them this remote controlled like tarantula and my oldest would use it to scare the youngest.
All right. I like that idea.
That's fine.
I was
so
to
I
go
vicariously
buy
through them.
You should go buy like
you need
a,
to go buy yourself one.
A Mac Daddy one too.
You
They've
do.
Got like gas powered ones now that go like 80 miles an hour.
Like an actual car essentially.
Along those lines, Christina, I never got the hovercraft growing up. There was this big hovercraft. It was a couple
I
hundred
remember
bucks.
That.
Do you remember it was Typhoon maybe or something? And yeah, it inflated and you had this hovercraft that went around. Nope, never got it. Never got
Aww.
It. I know.
Take worst, someone's eye out.
Worst parents ever.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know, right?
It's all right. Aww. Christina, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. Here is Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hey,
yourself. What was the toy you never got?
Oh, man, it was the old school Transformers, Optimus Prime and Megatron.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah,
why wouldn't, why wouldn't they get him for you?
I don't know. My mom couldn't afford it, but my friends had them, so I was able to play with them, but never had one of my own.
You just got to lift them from your friend's house. You got to steal them a little bit. Thank you, Patrick, for calling in. Here's Kimmy Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing really good. I see what you have on the screen here. Or what you didn't have. What was it?
Barbie Dreamhouse.
Oh, the old Barbie. Somebody texted in and said the same thing. I never got a Barbie Dreamhouse, but how sad is this? I had to use stacked shoe boxes instead. And they wrote back, honestly?
Oh, I'd probably beat that. My dad made me a cardboard type.
Oh,
house.
So you had a cardboard
Barbie.
Oh,
that's Barbie, nice.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it probably lasted one
sad.
Season, but
yeah.
Poor Barbie.
So, he said that shows he cared.
Barbie
a
was slumming it.
Right? Yeah.
It was it was Hobo Barbie.
This is Barbie's first house, not the dream house. This
right,
is
it's her starter house.
It's a starter house.
What it is.
Starter house.
That's really good.
Yes. A little bit of furniture, but not much. But, unlike Katie, I did get an Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, you did!
Wow, now you're just rubbing it in, Kim. You're rubbing it in.
Sorry, Katie.
It's all good.
But So we got my daughter when she was into Barbie's, the Barbie Dream Car. So that was the closest I got to a dream house.
You kind of live in vicariously through your daughter.
Yeah, we all do that.
That's right. But maybe I'll buy my granddaughter. I'll find one and buy her a Barbie dream house.
There you go. You're a good grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, well, I obviously survived.
You sure did, Kim. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a good weekend. Here's Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
So are you going to rub it in Katie's face, too?
Oh, no.
No. I didn't get one.
You didn't get
my
one.
My mom
okay.
was one of those moms and be like, no, you don't need that.
Right.
But...
did she use the line, too?
You have a daughter.
I do,
when
yeah.
my daughter was old enough, I got her one, and I used it. Did you get your Zoe one?
I didn't. No, she never really wanted one. Like, I even kind of, she's like, you make all my stuff for me. Why would I want to make stuff? Like, you make it for me.
She's a real
oven. It doesn't matter. It's still a gift.
She never wanted it. Yep.
Katie was like, you use the real oven. Be a grown up.
No, that's what my mom said to me. I would never do that to her, but yeah, no, it... she didn't want it.
Use an oven that gets to four.
It for her under the guise of a present, but then you used it.
Can you see Katie sitting at home on a Saturday night? Well, actually, yes, I can.
Yes.
As
yes,
a matter of
can.
Fact, I can.
Even I really can see that.
All right,
and
Karen.
You know what, Katie? Of course, I got tired of it and got rid of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I imagine that's only like a novelty for so long. So
very much so. Karen, thank you so much for commiserating. Here's Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So what did you not get?
A real horse.
Well, I mean, come on. You poor thing.
I became horse crazy at the age of 5, and I asked Santa every Christmas and my parents for every birthday for a horse.
And Santa was like, I don't think so, Tammy. You need a trailer, and they've got to feed it.
I love that. Did you have a place that was, like, okay for a horse to live, or did you live in, like, an apartment, and you wanted it in the two-bedroom?
No, we had our house, you know, but there was stables close by.
Oh, so for you, it was, like, perfect. Yeah. We'll just keep the horse over there.
Logistically, it was fine.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, but never got it. Did you get a horse now that you're grown up?
Unfortunately, no, but I've been riding most of my life with other people's horses.
There you go.
Oh,
there That's the best way to do it. Other people's
horses.
You get
horses. The joys.
Exactly.
And then you can hand them back. It's like enjoying like kids. Then you hand them back to the parents.
Go back
right?
to your
Love
mother.
Being the uncle.
Thank you, Tammy. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi. What did you not get growing up?
Well, mine's a little different. I heard Josh talking about what he didn't get.
Yeah.
And it made me think of my son, whose only thing that he wants is the Lego set that is $1,000.
Oh, I know what you're talking
Josh,
about.
Josh, buy it for him.
It's the Death Star. I already know what she's talking about.
It's the
Death Star. It's $1,000.
Josh will buy it for your son.
Emily, yeah, send me your info. I got you.
When I heard him say that, I'm like, my kid's a little Josh.
Your kid's going to grow up with a shoe fetish and Why don't you just everywhere.
Do it? Why don't you just do it then? Just get it for him.
See, Emily, same parent reaction
on,
right there. Same reaction.
Why not? Just go crazy and do it. He'll remember this Christmas forever.
Oh, my God. Now I feel even worse.
I know. Yeah. Don't make her
Why
feel
bad. Why don't
you
just be a good mom, Emily?
Oh, my God.
Do this for don't let kid. Him do this.
Just cut
no,
out
no,
all
no,
those
no, no.
Starbucks trips throughout no. the year and save
no.
up that money and get it for him.
That's crazy.
Jeremy.
Car payment. Come on.
I know.
You don't need a car
and your insurance payment right there. Like, No.
It's one time. Don't it's one day it. Out of the year.
No, Josh was fine. My kid will be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
We
grew up
fine.
To be fine.
It's
all right. Builds character.
You should talk to Josh off the air, Emily. Thank you, Emily. Good luck with all that. We got to quickly zip through a couple more. Here's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you big ray of sunshine. All right, what did you not get growing up?
I didn't get Dorothy's ruby red slippers.
Lame.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
You asked for those?
Right.
Right?
What's that?
You asked for those, though.
Yeah. I was obsessed with The Wizard of Oz, and I, like, asked my mom, and she was like, no, they're not practical. You can't wear them with anything. I'm like, I'll wear them with everything.
Yeah, you're like, shut up, Mom.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Shut up, Mom.
Oh, my gosh. But funny story, I overcompensated with my oldest because we watched The Wizard of Oz all the time because I brainwashed her. And then she wanted to be Dorothy for Halloween. And then that's all she wore was her Dorothy dress and her ruby red slippers. Wow. Like, I could not get her to wear anything else. And it was so funny. Like, I even kept, like, her shoes because they're so beat up and sad.
Oddly enough, this is actually just like Josh's childhood as well. So what are the odds?
Yeah. You know, there you go. But I texted you a picture. I started listening on the app because, like, I get home from dropping off my kids and you're still in the middle of the show. So I was, like, walking upstairs, like, oh, we should text them.
Yeah.
So while I'm, like, doing chores, I texted a picture of my adult Dorothy shoes.
All right.
Those are cute. I like those.
Aren't they cute?
Sparkle, sparkle.
Yes. And they are practical because they're platform and block heel. They don't hurt my feet. And they make me happy.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I see how they make you
happy. That's the best part. They make me happy. Lisa, thank you so much for getting the app and for carrying us with you throughout the day. Thank you for the call. Here's Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. All right. What did you not get? We'll do you and Kellen. You'll be our last two. So what was the gift?
Well, I actually did get my gift. It was a skateboard rail, bright yellow skateboard rail. But about a week later, me and all the neighborhood kids were standing on the curb and admiring my rail. And we did abide by the law. The law was you could have the rail in the street as long as it wasn't further than 4 feet from the curb. But one of the neighbors up the street in her minivan plowed into my rail and continued to push it about 30 yards up the street.
Oh, your poor rail.
Oh.
It was ruined. And she said she did it because she was trying to protect us.
She did it on
purpose? She didn't even accidentally
Yeah, she did it on purpose.
You had a crazy Karen living on your seat.
Right.
That's a crazy Karen with a minivan right there.
I did you a favor.
My stepdad confronted her and said, "Oh, it's fine. You don't need to replace it." And my heart was broken.
Oh, well, Kevin. Were you like any normal kid and you went back and slashed her tires?
No, but she did impale the front of her car.
Yeah,
okay, good. There you go.
Good.
At least there was some damage.
That does make us feel better. Thank
Poor
you for
Kevin.
That last part.
I feel bad for you, buddy. You should go today and get yourself a new rail. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have gone way worse.
Do some kick flips later today, Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, great call, buddy.
That's funny.
All right, let's wrap it up with Kellen. Hi, Kellen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you will be the cherry on top here. What was the toy that you did not get growing up?
I always wanted one of the motorized, like, little kid, the Barbie Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
The power wheels.
Yeah.
Go, power wheels.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, never got it. But I had all the other Barbie stuff. It was just the one Barbie thing I never got.
Well, that's
lame. Funny.
Yeah,
did end up getting Zoe a Barbie Jeep because I didn't get one also. Like, that was one of the things I did live vicariously through my child. But
Kellen, what was your first car, though?
Did you end up buying a Jeep?
My first car was a Jeep Cherokee, like a 90.
There you go.
It was
bright pink.
You made it right.
Just a little delayed.
Right. It was not. It was beige. But.
Oh, close enough.
A girl can dream.
Barbie's
still.
Beige Jeep. Oh, Kellen, thank you for the call. Thanks, everybody, for chiming in today. The text line's blowing up, too. You guys rock.